Now stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Merry Christmas, everybody. And here we are, another Sunday, Christmas Sunday. Thanks for being here. Good to see you. It's the Santa Show. That's right. Hope we have your kids' names because we're going to be calling kids. Santa? Santa? Are you ready, Santa? I'm almost ready. Give me a few seconds to warm up, Rick. Evergreen? Evergreen?
Hello, this is Evergreen.
I love it when Santa even brings an elf down with him. So we'll be making a few calls today. We've got some children who are going to be getting special calls from the North Pole. Santa and Evergreen here with us. So give us a few seconds, everybody, and we'll be making some calls out to kids with some surprising calls from Santa and the North Pole. And here we go. But first, the Grinch.
A lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and dazzle pinks and wands. Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo-fix, then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim up your pets with fuzz oh fuzz and with their bloofs and buzz oh buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and flat. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of bafflers and 3 miles of snappers too. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed room, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoof hoof fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and bugs.
And they're hanging their stockings. He snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys, and then, oh the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd liked least of all, every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they'd stand hand in hand, and the Who's would start singing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, and the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick! Oh, if this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Get up!" And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square, "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist, and he slid down the chimney. A rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go." Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel." "You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, the Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I will stuff up the tree." And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who. Little Cindy Lou who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why, oh, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied. "There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. To the Who's, he was grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry. Boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound. Rising over the snow, it started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. Stared down at Whoville, the Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And then, what happened? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day, and the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. And that's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, by Dr. Seuss, here on 94.7 WPVC. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Thanks to Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel, Jesse Kay. Music digitally remastered by Suha Gur and Polygram Studios. No money made here. This is a free rendition. Again, no money made here. Just a community production. Thanks to Dan for helping out put this together. And there you go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you very much. There you go, The Grinch. A special thank you to Annika for Cindy Lou Who. You gotta love that. Great job. We'll be right back. All right, so Santa, you've had your 20 minutes. Are you ready now?
I'm always ready for a few calls to the kids. Dial the first one up.
Hello.
Hello, is this Addison or Catherine?
This is Addison.
Hi, Addison. This is Evergreen. I am Santa's helper calling you right from the North Pole.
Hi.
Hi, are you doing something fun today?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm on a magic quest.
A magic quest?
At Great Wolf Live.
Wow, that sounds really fun. Thank you so much for answering our call.
You're welcome.
So, we are calling you from the North Pole. We wanted to talk to you about Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
There's Santa.
Addison! How are you?
Addison, are you there?
Yes.
Did you hear Santa is on the phone calling you?
Cool.
I wanted to check in just a few days before Christmas.
What are you going to say?
I know.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Your magic quest. I thought you could use a few magic words just before Christmas from Santa.
Is dancing warmers for dancing?
Dancing warmers?
Foot warmers? Wow.
How about some boots for ballet competitions?
Yeah!
Ooh. Oh, I think I saw those earlier. A special elf was making them. I think I saw that.
Maybe this is one of our elves.
Maybe it's one of the elves. What about Catherine? Catherine, say hi.
Hello.
Hello, is Catherine there too? 5-year-old Catherine?
Yes, they are. Catherine's here too.
Catherine's here too.
Hello, Catherine. My name's Evergreen. I'm Santa's special helper elf.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I heard that you like rollerblading.
How did he know?
Oh, wow. You must have been a good girl. I think we'll have to put some rollerblades in the sleigh.
But you have to be safe rollerblading. If you don't have snow to fall on like up here. Oh, up here it's easy because it's always safe in the snow. But down there, maybe you want some safety pads.
Oh,
that sounds like a very, very nice idea. Rudolph, you agree? Oh, thank you, Rudolph.
Evergreen, can you make sure to pack that stuff for Addison and Catherine, please?
Oh, yes, Santa, I am on it. And Rudolph looks very excited.
Check that list for me. The list is so long and we're so busy. Oh, my. Somebody get me a cookie. Oh.
Well, Addison and Catherine, I hope you're having fun on your magic quest. It was so nice to talk to you.
Oh.
Thank you. Now, what are the favorite cookies?
Oh, what kind of cookie is my favorite? Oh, let's see. I like chocolate chip. Oh, I like sugar. Oh, maybe the sugar cookie's my favorite. Oh, no, maybe the cinnamon cookie. Oh, wait, is that my favorite? Oh, I don't know. Which one do you have? Because that one would be my favorite.
Chocolate
and sugar cookies.
Yes, I agree. Those are my favorite ones. Make sure whatever ones you have, that's my favorite. So please put one out for me on Christmas Eve.
All right.
Am I on the nice?
Yes, nice. Nice, that's the name. That's the word I associate with you. Nice girls. Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Now we have other girls to call, so you have a great quest.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
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 Oh, Evergreen, you know, one of my favorite times of year is calling the kids.
Those were very sweet little girls. They sound very excited for Christmas.
You know, packing the sleigh, it's so busy. It's so difficult. But, you know, the best times of year is calling the kids. I don't know. What else do you have to do? I just get to sit back and tell people, go pack and go bring me cookies. What else is on your list of things to do?
Oh, my list is very, very busy, but all fun things. Today I brushed all the reindeer and made sure they looked shiny and ready to go. And then I polished the sleigh, and it's looking great this year. Cannot wait to take it out on Christmas Eve, full of all the presents. And let's see, helped some of the elves finish up all the toys they were making. And they're all doing a great job, and they're so excited. And that's how I spent my day today.
Oh, goodness. You sound busy.
Yes, very busy. Very good day.
Oh, we have another call to make?
Yes, I think so.
Ooh.
Hello,
is this Giancarlo?
It's Santa. Okay, hello. I've been pretty decent this year.
Oh, Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm checking my list. I'm checking my list here. Are you sure you've been so nice?
Yeah.
What? Tell me one thing that puts you on the nice list.
Well, I've been, some people make fun of me at school, and I stand up for her, so.
Oh, that would definitely put you on the nice list. Good job, Giancarlo. That's great. I like to hear that. Very deserving. Okay, that gets you a big check.
Hello, this is Evergreen. I'm Santa's helper.
Evergreen with me. Evergreen, do you have a question for Giancarlo?
I sure do. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yes.
What do you like to do this time of year?
Well, I like to ski and, I've never gone sledding before, though, I like to make snow angels, and I like to have snowball fights.
So you like the snow?
Yeah.
We have so much snow up here at the North Pole. It's been so much fun with the elves, and we've been getting ready to deliver lots of nice Christmas gifts.
Come up here and move the snow around? Sometimes it's not always with the snow angels. So, you know, some of the elves, sometimes they have to work, too.
I saw some elves working on some zomlings today. They looked pretty amazing.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what those are, GC? Have you heard of
them? Yes.
What is it?
Yes. They're these little zombie, squishy things that kind of are like grocery game characters, except, they're way more fun to play with, and, you can, use towers to, and you can stack them up on the towers.
Hey, Evergreen, Giancarlo has a USA zip code.
Oh.
Zomblings are only available in the United Kingdom.
That is very interesting. Well, I definitely saw some zomblings here at the Santa Factory with the elves.
Are we going to have to make a special stop to bring those to him?
I think we should. I think the... Oh, Rudolph, you agree with that, too?
I guess if he's standing up for people, we should do that. I would agree. Oh, my goodness. That's what happens when you stand up for people who deserve to be stood up for. Special stop for Giancarlo. Put that down on the list, please.
Okay, I've got it already.
Good job. That's what happens when you do good work.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. All right. I'm putting that mark down on my list. Oh, my, so much work to do, so little time left to do it. Oh, my, so much to do, so little left to do. Do you have a lot of work to do?
Yeah.
Have you gotten a present? Have you gotten a present for your mother yet?
No, but she wants wireless headphones, that are like $200, so I can't afford them, but she wants them from Santa. I'm like, Mom, Santa only makes toys, but okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe Santa will bring me wireless.
He has four that he can make. Then he can make headphones.
Well, it's headphones or zomblings. We'll see what we can do there. Okay, Giancarlo, great work for taking care of the kids. And we got some other folks to call and see how they're doing. Keep up the good work, though. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. oh my, I do so love Christmas. Evergreen, gotta love the kids. Special stop in the United Kingdom, though, at this at toy factory there, huh?
What a nice little boy. He sounded so excited and definitely knew what those zomlings were.
Yes, well, you know, the internet. These days, you can certainly learn an awful lot with your phone, I guess. I think we gave out an awful lot of phones at some point in our past and caused ourselves a lot of trouble. I don't know. Two kids in the next,
Hello?
Hello, is this the Woolley family?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Evergreen, Santa's special elf helper. We're calling from the North Pole.
Oh, wonderful.
We're looking for Ben and Kate, if they are available.
They are available. Hold on one moment, please.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ben?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Evergreen. I am Santa's helper, a special elf calling you from the North Pole.
Hello.
Oh, Ben! How are you?
Santa. Good.
I'm calling to remind you, just a few days left before Christmas Eve.
I know.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited, too. Oh, my. So much left to do. Oh,
yeah.
I know. Oh, can you still be good for a few more days?
Yeah.
Oh, is that going to be hard or going to be easy for you?
I don't know.
Oh, challenging. Oh, very challenging. Oh. So tell me.
How are you?
Oh, I'm tired. That's what I am. Busy. The list is so long. But, you know, we're calling a few special people, which included you and your sister. I want to check and make sure I have your list right. Tell me, what's special on your list for us to bring?
Pokemon cards.
Okay.
Nintendo DS games.
Oh.
There's this one Lego Fantastic Beasts I want.
Ooh. That sounds cool.
And the Lego Jurassic World.
Ooh, Jurassic World. Ooh.
Yeah.
Evergreen, how about, let's make sure we have that Nintendo DS down there for Ben.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I saw a very special one of those earlier that our head elf was just finishing up. Oh, I'm so excited.
We can get some other things in there too, I'm sure, but let's make sure we have that, at least the special Nintendo DS. Don't forget that. We can get some other things, too, but I want to make sure we have that for Ben, no matter what.
Well, the sleigh is pretty full. We've been packing it all day, but I think there is room, especially Ben. If you hold on and you're still good these next couple days before Christmas, oh, it's going to be so exciting.
How's that sound, Ben?
Good. I'll let you see Kate.
Oh, thank you so much. I definitely want to talk to Kate.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good.
Oh, I so wanted to talk to you.
I know you did.
Oh, I've been waiting to talk to you. How have you been?
Good.
Oh, did you have a good day today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy. I want to make sure that I have a special item in the sleigh for you.
Oh, Kate, My name's Evergreen. I'm a special helper to Santa. Are you 4 years old?
Yes.
Kate, do you like Barbies?
Yes.
Oh, Santa, I think we have it. I think we have it for Kate. I think we have the special Barbie already packed up.
Barbies! Ho, ho, ho! Barbies! Barbies for Kate! Oh, it makes me so happy! Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, the reindeer are dancing. They're so excited, too. I see them right over there in the snow.
Oh, that's excellent! Oh, Kate! Oh, oh, that's...
Thank you.
Excellent! Kate, can I ask you one special favor?
Yes?
Your house is in a special place. On the trip. So will you leave a glass of water out so that I can offer some water to the reindeer, please?
Sure.
Thank you so much. That way the water can stay nice and they won't be thirsty for the rest of the trip.
Take care of them.
Yeah, we'll take care of them.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
All right, Kate. I have to call some other kids and check on them and make sure they stay on the nice list.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Kate, and bye, Ben.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You did.
Oh, Evergreen. Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening.
Merry Christmas, Santa. That was a nice call. Those little kids sounded so sweet.
Gosh, Santa, you and Evergreen are just having a great time. I'm just sitting here on the sidelines, not doing anything. That's what makes this Christmas so special. I just get to come in and sit in the back. Isn't that what you do most of the time anyway? How many more calls do we have? Let's see, we got about 20 minutes left. Time to take our next break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening here on Santa Sunday. I hope everyone's enjoying the last Sunday just before Christmas. We'll make our next call. Santa, are you ready? Evergreen, are you ready?
Yes, Santa, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Trader family?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Evergreen. I'm a special elf working with Santa, and we were here to call Kyla.
Kyla? Okay. One of Santa's elves. She's right here.
Hello, is this Kyla?
Yes.
Hi, Kyla. My name's Evergreen. I'm calling you. I'm here with Santa.
Kyla, how are you?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I wanted to see how you were doing. I'm checking on your list.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure I had all the special items on your list.
I don't have my notes. Where's my nose?
How about some headphones?
Oh.
Yes.
Santa, did you say headphones?
How about some special JoJo Siwa headphones?
Yes.
Can we bring those on Christmas Eve?
Yes. Please.
Please. Of course. If you say please, we can get those.
Kyla, have you been good this year?
Yes.
Oh, that puts you on the nice list.
Can put you on the nice list?
Okay.
Oh, Kyla. Oh, can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Will you leave me a cookie, please?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. And we'll put
some milk.
Oh, that would be extra special.
Okay.
Oh, Kyla. Santa Claus thinks you're a special girl.
Oh, Kyla, this is Evergreen. Do you have a message you'd like me to give any of the reindeer for you?
Hi.
Okay, I will tell them all that Kyla, 5 years old, said hi.
Yes.
Okay, Kyla, we're going to call some other kids and make sure that they're still being nice for the last few days before Christmas. So you stay nice and we'll bring you those headphones, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas! Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Evergreen, some kids are just so unexpected to find Santa on the other end of the phone.
Oh, I know. I wonder what Kyla was doing before we called. And here comes Santa.
I don't know, Santa. I'd be pretty blown away to find Santa on the other end of the phone, too.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Cole family?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name's Evergreen. I'm an elf working with Santa this year, and we were calling to talk to Briella.
She's right here.
Wonderful. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Briella. My name's Evergreen. I'm a special elf that works with Santa, and we were calling you from the North Pole.
My elf is trapped in the TV.
Oh, my goodness.
Check it out.
Oh, hi, Briella. How are you?
Good.
Merry Christmas! Almost!
Yeah, almost.
Almost! Can you make it a few more days?
Yeah.
Very hard, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
It's hard to find puppies.
Oh. Can you see all those packages wrapped under the tree for you?
Yeah.
Have you been sneaking around and looking?
Yeah.
It's so hard. I've got some things with your name on them up here at the North Pole. I called down to check to make sure I didn't forget anything. What would you like me to bring? I've got Evergreen packing the sleigh.
Oh, yes, I'm ready. What else do we need, do Santa?
So much more. What do you want?
I think I want,
The LOL?
Yeah, the LOL.
Dollhouse?
Yeah.
A dollhouse! Oh, my! Ooh, Evergreen, a dollhouse, please!
Okay, Santa, is that the special LOL dollhouse?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, ho, 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 my, ho, 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 Briella, I'm so tired. There's so much work that still needs to be done. Oh, 1 year I need to have you come help me. Oh, 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 Briella.
You want to go help?
Whew.
My elf's stuck in the TV right now.
Oh, my. Ooh. When are you going to move?
He has the wrong button.
Oh, no.
Take it out. He says, help, help. He's really like, out there. I don't know which button he pressed, but I don't know how she got in there.
Oh. That's what mothers are for. Mothers are there to help at all times.
Mommy can't get her out.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, yes.
We tried to see which bar she pressed, but oof. I don't know which one. I should have watched her.
Oh, my. Okay, Briella. So we've got a few other children to call.
Right.
Can you be good for the remaining few days?
Yeah.
Can you promise me?
Yeah.
Because we've already put that dollhouse in the sleigh now. It's big and it's heavy. I don't want to have those elves have to do anything else and repack.
They have to take it out. You're going to be good, right?
Yeah.
You'll be good. Yeah. I know you will, because you're a good girl. That's why you're on my nice list.
How did you get in three places at one flash?
It's my magic nose. You've seen. It's all the special tricks of the North Pole.
Oh, Briella, it was nice talking to you today. We're so excited for Christmas here.
I have some other kids to call.
Yeah.
All right. Tell them Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
I love you. Now you go be good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Evergreen, the kids and their questions.
She was really concerned about that elf in the TV. I wonder what's going on.
I don't know.
Well, I sure hope he gets out.
Well, the elves shouldn't be climbing around in strange places. They have work to do.
Hello, my name's Evergreen. I'm an elf that works with Santa, and we were calling to speak to David.
Oh, David's right here.
Yeah.
David, you have a phone call.
Hi,
Justin. Donald Justin.
Huh?
Hello, is this David?
Hi.
Hi, David. My name's Evergreen. I'm an elf, the head elf that works with Santa in the North Pole. And I have Santa here. We're calling you.
Hi, David.
Who's that, David?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Ho, 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 ho. I'm calling to check on you. Few days left, packing the sleigh. Checking that list twice, so busy, making time for all the special kids.
Oh, Santa.
You gonna talk to him?
Is this David that's 5 years old?
Yeah.
David, is that you? Well, I have a little boy named David on our nice list that's five. Something about a Nintendo?
You want a Nintendo? What did you want for Christmas?
This is that David, the very special David we've been working on today, packing up the sleigh?
Is it?
I've got a note here. David Mickle, nice list, on his parents' team.
Oh. Are you on our team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to say anything to Santa?
Hi.
He called you. Yeah?
Hi.
Hi. He's laughing. He's great.
Oh, my. Oh. So much work to do. So much work to do. Oh, my.
Oh, Santa, don't worry. The elves... We're all here working hard. Everything will be done.
Yes, but who's baking me the cookies?
David, do you think you could help with that?
Are you going to make Santa cookies?
Yeah.
I don't have any cookie elves anymore. Everybody's making me... Everybody's packing a sleigh. I lost my cookie elf.
Well, maybe David will help us.
What's your favorite kind of cookie is?
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
I don't know. What's your favorite kind?
M&M?
Oh, that's my favorite kind. Just don't eat them all. If you have one left over, please leave it out.
Can you leave out an M&M cookie for Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Santa's a busy dude. Can you tell him thank you for calling you?
Thanks for calling me.
Well, thank you for being such a great guy. A special part being on your parents' team and picking such great gifts for yourself. Nintendo 3DS, easily packed. Got it for you. Bringing it down. We'll take care of you. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas. Oh. Merry Christmas. And Mom, hope you feel better.
Thanks, Santa. We're doing our best.
Bye.
And my dad.
Bye.
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 Evergreen. Oh, so busy, so much time, so many things to do, but so great to talk to all those kids.
Yes, Santa, thank you. That I really enjoyed talking to those children and talking about Christmas. That was a very nice time.
Oh, and the sleigh, even more full than it was.
Yes, and the reindeer, they're ready. I've been feeding them carrots today. They've been drinking water. They're ready to go.
Oh, just a few more days to go. 23rd today, 24th. Oh, hope you're ready too. And now, back to Rick. Oh, I've got so many things to do, so many things to do. Let's go, Evergreen. Let's go. All right, Santa. You and Evergreen, go back to the North Pole. I'm ready. I think I'm almost done with all my gifts. I think I have a gift or two to give. Maybe you can toss an extra one on the door on your way out for my wife. Once again, thanks for the Christmas show. We always love having Santa and his best elf
come down and do call the kids. Thanks so much. Thanks, Dan, for helping produce the show again this year. Vince Guaraldi Trio doing the Charlie Brown Christmas music in the background. Next week, we'll be doing a best of 2018. Three of our most favorite shows will be playing, and we'll be back in 2019 with some new material. Thanks to everybody for listening to Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Strength is in their fuel. Engineering assistance is from Mike Friend. The Wake Up Call is produced by Dan Gould. Show archives can be found at SevillePodcast.com. Be sure and join Rick next Sunday morning for another edition of The Wake Up Call, only on 94.7 WPVC.